98.1 Power FM. It's Dana and Dylan with you. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Muswellbrook Fair. Now, term three at school around the Hunter was very interesting, wasn't it, to say the least, with homeschool happening. But some of the schools, they did some pretty cool things to keep the kids entertained. And one of those schools is Richard Gill School in Muswellbrook. And Chris English from that school joins us on the air right now. Morning, Chris.
Hey, Dylan. Hey, Dana.
Hey, Chris. Now, I love this idea. Homeschooling has been an absolute schmozzle for some parents around the Hunter Valley. What have you guys been up to make it a little bit easier on them?
Yeah, 6 weeks our families were locked down and most of the kids were at home, learning from home, which we've only got kindergarten and year one at our school this year and we're opening up to year two next year. But infants in particular, they're still developing that independence and... Yeah. Yeah, we knew it was particularly challenging, so we put together a little holiday care package for each of our families that we just thought was a bit of fun and a nice way to say thank you and good luck as well for the holiday period.
Yeah.
You know, it can still be challenging for families that have kids still at home. You know, parents are really wanting to get them back to school, but...
Did you have that last day on Friday when we came out of lockdown? Did you have that one day where kids were able to attend school and see their mates?
Yes, and okay, that good, was awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, we got straight on the phone to everyone at school and said, yep, we're pretty sure we can have everyone back tomorrow. And we had a little book week celebration where all the kids dressed up and we gave them these info packs and it was one of our students' birthdays the next day. So, and we did a little Spoonville down near the front of the school.
Oh, cute.
So
love it. Just talking about these school holiday care packs you gave to the families, this idea, it's a fantastic idea. What is actually in them?
Oh, look, we loaded them up. The staff at the Reject Shop in particular were really wonderful. So we had, like, calendars, sticky tape, super glue, candles. You know, but it was more about the message behind each item. So, for example, like, you know, the super glue was about to strengthen our bond as a community.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
And the Kit Kat, you know, to remind you to have a break and batteries to remind you these holidays to recharge.
Oh, like Chris, yeah. I love it. I haven't heard of a care package. That's like, you know, when you're a kid and you make like a Father's Day present and you'll put a piece of sticky tape here and a pom-pom there. I really love the sentiment. That's great.
It
was pretty well received and it was just a bit of fun to hopefully, yeah, get everyone smiling again after a tough term.
Chris English from Richard Gill in Muswellbrook, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.